Welcome to the Bruce Diabolique Podcast. I'm your host, Fat Max, here to indulge you in a session of the devil's music. So sit back, relax, and take it all in. After all, it has been said that the devil has the best tunes.
Welcome to Session 23 of the Blues Diabolique Podcast, right here on Radio Free Satan. I'm your host, Fat Max, and in this session we feature two of the founding fathers of the blues, Son House and Charlie Patton. In part one we look at Son House, so let's kick off with the man himself and one of his legendary tunes. This is Death Letter Blues.
This morning, how do you bring it red? Say, hurry, hurry, the gal, your love is dead. I got a letter this morning, I say, how you bring it red? They say, hurry, hurry, cause the gal, your love is dead. You know, I grabbed up my suitcase. Took her down the road. Oh, when I got there, she laying on the cooling board. I grabbed up my suitcase. I said I took her down the road. I said when I got there, she laying on the cooling board. You know I walked up close, looked down in her face. It's a good old girl, got the head of judgment day. I say I walked up close, I say and I looked down in her face. I say it's a good old girl, got the head of judgment day. You don't look like 10,000 people were standing around the burying ground. I didn't know I loved her. Until I let her down, looked like 10,000 standing around the burying ground. You know I didn't know that I loved until I began to let her down. You know I didn't feel so bad till the good Lord's sun went down. I didn't have a soul to throw my arm around. I didn't feel so bad until the good Lord's sun went down. I said I didn't have a soul, and I threw my arms around. You know it's so hard to love someone don't love you. Don't look like a satisfaction. Don't care what you do. It's so hard to love someone that don't love you. You know, don't look at his satisfaction. Don't care what you do. You know, love, hide or fall, make you do things you don't want to do. Love sometimes leave you feeling sad and blue. Love, hide or fall, make you do things you don't want to do. Love sometimes leave you feeling sad and blue.
Edward James Son House Jr. was born on March the 21st, 1902, in the town of Leon, Mississippi. Initially, he was a preacher and was cited as condemning any kind of music of the day. But at the age of 25, he let go of the religious life after hearing one of his flock play, and from there, he began performing blues music. It is said that his performances were powerful and intense, reflecting his preaching days, and that, coupled with his playing, created a unique rhythmic style of blues. All went well for a while until 1928, when he was involved in a shooting incident in a juke joint and ended up in prison serving 2 years of a 15-year sentence. However, this experience further expanded the raw grittiness of his music and developed his performing style. Here's a tune of his performed by Big Joe Williams. This is Levy Camp Blues.
Good morning, Captain. Well, well, mom, you won't go long. Good morning, Captain. Mom, leading you won't go long.
What's the matter, boy?
Well, she won't like water. Well, you know my leave you won't eat corn. Well, my back band is popping. Yeah, you know my collar crown. Well, you know my back band popping, Dixon. And you know Big Jordan with a collar crown. Well, you don't need a doggone thing. Well, man, but a loaded iron. Yeah, I've been waiting on the levee. I've been working night and day. That's somewhere I drive Green Bay, Mississippi. Yes, I've been working on the levee. I've been working whole night and day. Every Saturday night, go clog that Mississippi man, Charlie Loran. Tell me, Big Joe, when he ain't got no pain. Yeah, my lean, you cripple. All you blind. Now, how can I drive a buddy? And I ain't got a loaded line. Bet me a loaded line. Come on, pop. Pop that view. I'll keep help building the levy. Well, you won't give me no pay. Oh, Willie Dixon, my collar crown. Well, my back band is popping, man. You know, and my collar keep on crying. Well, I don't need a doggone thing on a levee camp, boy. You get Big Joe with no loaded line. My lead mule is crippled, yeah, and my off mule's all my blind. Check, take right on you, boy. My lead mule is crippled, and my old mule's all more blind. I don't need a doggone thing, Captain Charlie. Please bring me a loaded nine. Bring me a loaded nine. State, tell by the way she blow. That's a depot agent. Please let me ride the plane. That's a depot agent. Please let me ride the plane. He said, son, I'd love to help you, you know. Empire State in mind. The Empire State, you know, she rise on Eastern Time. The Empire State, she rise on Eastern Time. She's the rollin'est baby on the New York Central line.
Thank you. people grinning in your face. Don't you mind people grinning in your face. So bad this in mind. A true friend is hard to find. So don't you mind people grinning in your face. You know your mother will talk about you. Your own brothers and your sisters too. They don't care how you're trying to win. They talk about you still. This in mind, a true friend is hard to find. So don't you mind people grinning in your face. You know they jump you up and down, they carry you around and round. Just as soon as your back is turned, they try and crush you down. But bear this in mind.
Was Fade Bird with Grinning on Your Face, and before that you heard Rory Gallagher with Empire State Express. As his career progressed, he was noticed by another blues great, Charlie Patton, who we'll talk about later in this session. Patton was so impressed with Sunhouse that he invited him to record some tunes for the Paramount label. These recordings are etched in blues legend, however at the time they did not do very well. This was down to the Great Depression that swept across the USA and the world in the 1930s. He did remain a popular entertainer in the Delta, however, and inspired some of the all-time blues legends such as Muddy Waters and Robert Johnson. In 1943, he left the music scene and moved to Rochester in New York, where he remained out of sight for over 20 years. However, in 1964, he was encouraged to get back on the horse, so to speak, and start performing again, becoming a well-known face as part of the American folk revival of the 60s. His music was described as folk blues, and he enjoyed a long career until his death in 1988, at the age of 83. Here's some more of his music now. This is Rory Black with Low Down Dirty Blues.
Tell the blues good morning. have nobody else.
Church. Yes, I'm gonna get me religion. I say I'm gonna join the Baptist church. You know I wanna be a Baptist preacher, so I won't have to work. Jumped up and he began to grin. Yeah, one deacon jumped up and he began to grin. You know, he said, believe I'll go back to Ballhausen again. You know, one sister jumped up and she began to shout. Yeah, one sister jumped up and she began to shout. He said, I'm so glad that this corn liquor's going out. Another deal. He says, sister, why don't you hush? Sister, why don't you hurry? You know you drink strong liquor and your wife's a horrible scratch.
Long, long
song. You know I'm a preacher's blue, and my shoes, my seat sun out. Y'all jump straight up and down. You know I'm up in the pulpit, I say I'm jumping straight up and down. You know I'm in the pulpit, I'm jumping straight up and down. I said, but the sisters over in the corner, they're hollering Alabama bound.
That was the man himself, Son House, with one of his earliest recordings. That was Preaching Blues. Gonna take a quick break now. Be right back after this.
Take a trip back to the 1980s with me, Jeff Ivins, on the Metro Radio Free Satan's show, highlighting the new wave and other hits from the indulgent decade, only on RadioFreeSatan.com.
You're listening to the Blues Diabolic Podcast, right here on Radio Free Satan. I'm your host, Fat Max, and please feel free to drop me a line. The email is bluesdiabolic@gmail.com. There's also a Facebook page, Blues Diabolic, which has all the latest updates from the show, and it would be great to see you there. Let's turn our attention now to the man who is described as the father of the Delta Blues, Charlie Patton. Here's one of his tunes. This is Mississippi Bow Weevil Blues.
In the little bow weevil, he moving in the lolly. You can play doom cotton, you won't get a heaven. Indiana. The next time I see the Lord, they had a family there. Oh, we were left taking a lot of business in my way. Where are you going now? I'm going down to Mississippi, going to get a little down ahead. Took all the blood to me and leave you a heavy swell on her. And next time I see you, I had your family there on her. Before we were in the white, we sit down on the hill on her. Before we were told the wife, let's take this for the hill on her. All I want you to know is little even Louisiana didn't go to Arkansas. Well, I thought the boy was gonna take a lot of Indiana. Next time I see the bloody had a family there. I think I'd take it back on her.
Charlie Patton's exact birth date is not known, but he was born sometime in April 1891 in Hinds County, Mississippi, and spent most of his life in Sunflower County in the Mississippi Delta. Patton was considered African American, but his light complexion has been the source of theories about his exact parentage. Some say he was Mexican, and there are even stories linking him to a native Indian heritage. He moved with his family to a plantation, and it was there that he started to play music, eventually playing at other plantations in the area and getting a reputation as a skilled and unique performer. Let's hear some more of his music now. This is Preacher Boy with Spoonful Blues.
Tell you when I get a chance. gonna come up, Lord, drive all my blues away. Oh, well, a brown skin woman like something fit to eat. Brown skin woman like something fit to eat. Oh, you know I know it, mama. The jet black woman, don't put your hand on.
Bye.
That was the Reverend Paintin with Banty Rooster Blues, and before that you heard Pony Blues by Canned Heat. Charlie Patton became an inspiration to many blues artists of the time, notably Howling Wolf and Willie Brown, and was popular across the southern states. In the 30s he played in New York as well as annual performances in Chicago, which greatly expanded his fan base and those who were influenced by his music. He had a unique performing style, and audiences loved his stage presence, playing guitar behind his back, playing the guitar on his knees, all that kind of showmanship. He married Bertha Lee, who was his singing partner, and they ended up in prison together in 1934 after a fight in public. Theirs was a fierce relationship, and they even shared incarceration time together. And on that romantic note, let's hear some more Charlie Patton. This is the original and remastered version of Pony Blues.
It has been my pony that left my black man. It has been my pony that left my black man. But a dead black woman, don't put your hand on me. Took my baby, took me to morning train. Took baby, be eaten morning train. When I get the chance, I'm gonna tell you when I get a chance. I don't wanna marry, just wanna be your man.
Charlie Patton passed away on the 28th of April, 1934. And is buried in Holly Ridge, Sunflower County, Mississippi. Sunhouse and Charlie Patton are both legends of Delta Blues and beyond. Their recordings and performances have been cornerstones of the Devil's music and continue to inspire and fascinate to this day. There are many sources of music and stories of these two legends, and I recommend an indulgence in these to really give you a sense of the birth of the blues. That's it from this session of the Blues Diabolic Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this brief look at the lives of Sunhouse and Charlie Patton. Take care, hail the blues, and hail Satan.
Thank you for listening to the Blues Diabolic Podcast with me, Fat Max. For comments, suggestions, or requests, email me at bluesdiabolic@gmail.com. And remember, the devil has the best tunes.